Nun simen reishayin alef sif hei. Shnayim shahayu shoysim. Two people were drinking wine. Ba'amru bayu nekadesh kiddush hayayim. It was after plaga mincha. And they decided they're going to make a kiddush. Reishayin alef sif hei. And they both decided they're going to make a Kiddush. Now, by saying Boyu and the Kaddish, Neser Aleihem Lishtois, they are not permitted to drink anymore. There was Chal on them a Chiyuv of Kiddush. Ad Sheyikatshu. That means until they'll make a Kiddush, they are not permitted to drink. V'imrotu lazer v'lishtois koidem sheyikatshu. If they change their mind, and now they decided they won't make kiddush yet, they want to continue drinking the wine. Af al pi she'einam rashoim, they're not permitted to do this. They're also to drink wine, because the ready was hal of Achiyav Kiddush. But if they want to drink wine, Shrichin Lazer Olevorech Chilem, they'll have to make a new broche, Boire Priyagofen, V'acharkach Yishtu. And afterwards, they can drink. That means if they decide to drink, they are not permitted to drink without a broche. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Va'amru voyu unekadish. They said, let us make kiddush. Umayri yoche mi ba'oid yoim. It is speaking about a still day. Theoretically, there was as yet no chiyuv on them to make kiddush, because until they didn't daven meirev, they weren't mekabel Shabbos. V'ilu b'sofik chasheche, if it would have been already bein hashmoshes, v'choshkein v'vadei chasheche, or if it would be night already, Afilu le'omru boyu unekadish, memele chol choyves kiddush. So then, without them saying anything, there's a demachuyiv to make kiddush. Va'osa lechel belishtois, and they're not permitted to eat or drink before kiddush. Shomay shekosan b'siv dalet. In siv dalet, we had a halacha that if it was kiddush aleihem hayayim, even though they were middle of drinking, they mechuyev to stop. That it was because it came a zman that it's safek laila, so they mechuyev to make kiddush, and they're not allowed to eat or drink. Here we are speaking about that it's m'boi yayim. So if they would, well,
maybe on the halach of the breaking
of yeah. Oh, we'll talk about that soon. Ad sheyikatshu, till they'll make kiddush. Dal yedei amiras boyu nekadesh. Cholo aleihem choyvas kiddush hayoyim v'nesa aleihem lishtois. Now, by saying boyu nekadish, so it is chal on them achiv to make kiddush v'nesa aleihem lishtois. Now,
who had in mind to make kiddush?
I don't know. But hereby saying it, so it's chal on them a chayv of kiddush, and they're not allowed to drink. Now, we'll come soon to your shayla about melacha. From here, the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah would seem al yedei amiras bayu nekadish chol aleim chayves kiddush ayayim. That by saying, let us make kiddush, the mechuyev in what they said, and the mechuyev to make kiddush, but could be, from this Mishnah Berurah, it could be they are still mutar b'malachel. Well, let's go a little further. V'imrotzu, what is if they change their mind now and they want to continue drinking? Hatam, so then they're mechuyev to make a b'yre priya gofer. Now, what is the reason? Hatam da'aschu da'tayu milishtois oid koidem kiddush. By saying, boyu nekadesh, so they, by saying this, so their intent in saying is that they won't drink till they make kiddush. That is nichlal in what they're saying, boyu nekadesh. So that means they themselves had made up their minds not to drink till kiddush. There was a hesach hadas mitzidom. That means they made up. That's kolol in the words of boyu and the kaddish, that let's make kiddush, and that means, and we'll have all the dinei kiddush, which means that before kiddush, one is not permitted to drink. So they were mekabel on themselves. They won't drink till kiddush. So therefore, lachein doima ze laima koydem birchas hamazon. So this is similar to a person before benching that will say, hab long on the bottle, let us bench. Now, by saying, let us bench, he's telling us that he was Messiah Das from eating. That's a nice one's bench now. He's finished eating, and he still wants to eat. So why you say Havlon and the Borech? So Havlon and the Borech is saying that I'm not interested anymore to continue eating. I want a bench. So there, the doom is, if he changes his mind, no, someone can listen next. We just got in a new wine. Someone just brought in the wine. He changed his mind. So he has to make a million prayer go from there. I think so. Because he was Messiah Das from eating and drinking by saying, Havlon and the Borech. With Sorech HaShoitha Achakach, Lanzer and the Borech. But now, in this case, if a person is in the middle of a suda, and he said, Havlon and Lavol, so there, he is not interested anymore in eating or drinking. That's the time, Havlon and Lavol, so he has to make a bracha. This person who said, Voyu and the Kadesh, he did not say he's not interested in eating or drinking. Okay, he wants to make kiddush, and then he's going to eat something. He needs kiddush. He just said that I'm not interested in eating or drinking before kiddush. That's all what he said. I want to make kiddush now. So if I want to make kiddush now, so that means I'm not interested now to eat or drink. So there's a hesach hadas, that means he himself, I'm not speaking about Isurim. In Siv Dalet, we learned a person in the middle of eating and it became night. So he's also to drink. But there was no hesach hadas. There was no hesach hadas when he was Messiah. Again, he wants to continue drinking. His hands are tied now, he's not allowed to drink. Fine. But since he wasn't Messiah Das from drinking, so Lamaisa, he's still in the drinking mode, he's not allowed to drink. Say, make kiddush. And I can't, he doesn't have to make a Moreh Priya Gofen on the Kiddush. Because he's still in the drinking mode, and it's a count. So, and he made a Moreh Priya Gofen. He's not allowed to drink before Kiddush. He says, make Kiddush. And then he's going to continue drinking and eating. Al Koponim, so over there, we did not have a Hesach Hadas. We had Saket, Vidatai, he wants to continue eating.
Yes.
And there was only an Issa which held him back from eating, and an Issa is not Machayim Anu Brochem.
Yes.
We had a Shaios, there's an Issa, and there was an Amiras Kiddush that when he said the Kiddush, he was incapable of eating and drinking, then that's called a hafsik according to one day. But mitzad datoy, he was and still is interested in drinking and eating. Over here, when he said boyu in the kadesh, so mitzad datoy to the kiddush, he was Messiah Das of eating and drinking.
Yes.
And that is similar to a person who's in the middle of a Sunni says, Avlon on the Borech. By saying that, he shows he's not interested in eating and drinking. And the Hesach Adas is Machayim Anu Broche. But now he says, we have to understand what the Hesach Hadas was on. Umikom Mokim, Al Kosh El Kiddush, and the Kosh of Kiddush, Das Amogin Avram, Shein Tzorech Leboech Boyim Priya Gofen. And the Kosh of Kiddush, he does not have to make a new broche. V'yotze ba'broche shebich betchilas ha'shtiyah. He made a Boyim Priya Gofen an hour ago. He was Messiah Das to drink till Kiddush. So the Hesach Hadas is only on that what he will drink till he makes Kiddush. The Le'aschu Datayu Mikois Shal Kiddush Ramesha Omru Boyu Nekadish. By Boyu Nekadish, I'm only saying we will stop drinking till Kiddush. So when the minute of my Kiddush, I'll make a Kiddush without a Moreh Priya Gofen. Because I'm in the middle of drinking, but I just was Messiah Das to drink till Kiddush. And also, they nitzorich leboech gam ken ala yayin sheyishta achakei shel Kiddush. That means the wine who drink after the Kosher Kiddush, he also won't have to make a broche. That means he is in the process of drinking. He intends to continue drinking, but in this man till Kiddush, he was Messiah Das from drinking. That was he accomplished by saying Boyu Nekadish. The loy asir daite rak me ashtiye shekoydim kiddush. The whole Hesach Hadas was from that he won't drink till he makes kiddush. Olafi shi yeshteyes harbei bedinim eilu. Others say by the kiddush he does have to make a Moreh Priya Gofen. It's not so poshut. So memeila loy lechol bal nefesh lizor shloyobili dekach. He shouldn't get into such situations. Afal pisha einam rashoyim. Even though they are not allowed to drink, he says, but if he drinks, he has to make a Moreh Priya Gofen. Hainu mitam v'chola aleihem kedushas hayoyim. So from this Mishnah Berurah, it seems that the minute he said, boyu nekadesh v'chal kedushas hayoyim, so it seems he's also a melosse. Before he said a different lotion, by saying, boyu nekadesh, he's not allowed he doesn't say that. Definitely. No, but the shaila is, why he's not allowed to drink before the Kiddush? So, before he said, he's not allowed to drink before the Kiddush, because it was chal on him, choyves Kiddush. Ba'yidem is b'yin kaddish, chol aleim choyves ha-kiddush ayim, v'nas aleim lishtish. The shaila is, before Kiddush, why is he not allowed to drink? That's the shaila. So here he says, it was chal choyves Kiddush, here he says, it was chal already Kiddush Shabbos.
Well,
they're all the same. Prosavatars. The Shalai Amru boy in the Kaddish. He did not say, boy you in the Kaddish. Right? He didn't say anything. So if the minute he didn't say anything, there was no Hesach Adas for drinking. Boy in the Kaddish means, I won't drink till Kiddush. That's Michlal and Boy in the Kaddish. But if he did not say Boy in the Kaddish, Elisha Hesed, it became dark. Now he's also to drink, because it's dark, he's going to make Kiddush. Imrotu Lazar Velishtois, if he decided to drink, he's also to drink. But if he decided to drink, it's Rishon L'Asol Amore. He doesn't have to make a new bracha. Avdo Osa Machma Shehu Koidim Kiddush, even though he's not allowed to drink, Ha'isa L'Avadei Noiseh Hesach Adas. And that's what we were saying all along. There's an Issa to drink, and there's a Hesach Adas from drinking. And Issa is not Machayim a new bracha. I made a broche, I'm in the middle of drinking, I'm not allowed to drink, fine. But I'm not mechuyim to make a new broche unless there was a hesach adas from drinking. That is, so far, this week. Now we're going to have a new aloche. A very interesting aloche. Hago. Odom sheshochach lekadesh ad la'ache shebirech mishas amaitzi. Hamur de Kizach, it clear Shabbos, and somehow his mind wasn't functioning too well, and he goes and he makes some mitzvahs. No, the mitzvah was him in order. And then someone gives this mitzvah, he didn't make Kiddush yet. So what should he do now? He didn't eat yet either. He made a mitzvah, he didn't make Kiddush, and so what do you do now? Before he ate from the past, he reminded himself he didn't make Kiddush. Yekadesh al hapas. So he's going to make Kiddush right now. He said, I'm going to let him in order. And then, Baruch Ad Hashem al Kedem Alachem Yishet Kiddushanu. Yeah. No, Yemeshishi won't say. He made a moitzi, he's by the moitzi. So he just says the Birchas HaKiddush. Yikadish alapas, va'achekach yoichot. And then the leap. So Baruch Hashem, he chopped the rain. It's not a bracha lematola. And he's not eating before Kiddush. This was mamish stayed by the mill. Raidim sha'ochot. Hainu koidim shetoam musa samoitzi, before he ate. Now, v'la'acher shetoam, if he ate already, so let us analyze, so what happened now? He made a moitzi, he ate some of the pas. So now, he ate before Kiddush, finished, okay, that's over and done with. Now there's a chiyuv on him to make Kiddush. So Mamele, so if the la'ache shetom, you kaddish al yayin in Yeshlo. If he is wine, now we'll make a proper Kiddush. Masha'ein kein koidim zed, if he reminded himself before he ate, Sorech lekadesh alapas avobi sheyesh leyayim. Even though he has wine, he should not make Kiddush on the wine and make Kiddush on the pas. Why? Because if he's going to be frum and make a merudah de kiddush on wine, So then the bullet riagofen that he's going to make is a hefsek between the moichi and the filosapas. So he just made this moichi a bracha levatola. He won't be able to eat pas anymore. So in order to avoid this, the most practical thing is you made a moichi you didn't eat yet. Make kiddush now. Right. So he's going to make kiddush. Miu sorech lahavu lefonov oid lechem mishnev. That means we were speaking about mesame. He made a moiti on one pas. He had only a bokel in front of him. He made a moiti. He doesn't have lechem mishnev. So let's bring now lechem mishnev. With that, leimikri hefsik. Rabbi Mitzorech Sude Uchdelel Besimin Kuv Samach Zayin. Now, in Kuv Samach Zayin Sivov, it says as follows, that if a person made a mitzi, and then there are a number of things which were not taken care of, and he made the moitzi ready. For example, when there's no salt. So the din is, he's allowed to wait for salt, he's allowed to say salt, he's allowed to say malach, he's allowed to say salt. It's not a hefsek, because this is a tzorech of the moitzi. There's another halacha, a person is not permitted to eat, if he has a behemoth, he has to make sure his behemoth is taken care of. So Mamele, he said, Amoitzi lachem inos, if he got about his behemoth, so he can say, take care, to tell someone to take care of the behemoth. These are all necessary inyonim, which have to be taken care of before he eats the moitzi. He needs salt. He needs to make sure that the man will be taken care of. And this is not a hefsek. This is a tzorech, a sudur. So it's not considered a hefsek between the moitzi and the achilo. Now, the same way, he needs to be moitzeya and lechem mishneh. He needs to be Beitzeya Lechem Mishneh. So I think before he makes Kiddush, he should make sure he'll have Lechem Mishneh after the Kiddush. I don't think he needs the Lechem Mishneh for the Kiddush. I think he needs the Lechem Mishneh for the Moitri. But because Maru, he didn't start the Kiddush yet, so the Lechem Mishneh is a tzorech of the moitzi. So memele, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, I can say, bring another challah. I can speak out of it. I can, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, I can wait, I made a moitzi, I can wait 5 minutes till they bring the challah, and if they don't understand what I can tell them, bring another challah, fine. So, but this, I think, should be done before the Kiddush. Because this is the Torah Suda. This has nothing to do with the Kiddush. If he made Kiddush already, I think so now, he's going to start talking after, this is the Hamsik already in the Kiddush. The Mishas and Kiddush made Kiddush. So then, you made Mishas a Moitzi and Kiddush. Now I think you have to start eating already. So I think this is Letzorech. The Suda. So take care of it before you start the Kiddush. He said a moitzi already. Fine. He said a moitzi on one bokele. Then the bring another bokele. Fine. He spoke out. Fine. We need the other bokele. And then he goes, so bring another mukala, And then they make Kiddush, and then he cuts the first vocal, let's say, and then you don't need to cut both. He cuts the first vocal, and we say Salacha Mishneh. So we see a Mordek Kiddush, that even though a Mordek was fed on one vocal, we are under the impression, like a Mishnah means, I say, a mighty and two vocalists. So that's the Lachem Mishnah. And then later I can cut over one, but I made a mighty and two vocalists. So I was going to the Lachem Mishnah because I made a mighty and two vocalists. This person did not do this. He made a mighty and one vocalist. They're going to bring a second vocal, and then they can cut open one vocal. So what is the Lechem Mishnah over here? So it seems the Lechem Mishnah b'shas b'ascholos hasudeh, he has to have two chalas, and he's mekeh from one of the two chalas. So even though he only made a moti on one chala, but b'shas the b'tzias apas, he has to have two chalas, and he's opening one of the two chalas. So that alone is sufficient for the mitzvah of Lachem Mishnah. That's what we
said.
So, No. We're talking about Lachem Shalom also. Let's get into problems. He had two vocal. No. He didn't do anything. He didn't cut anything yet.
But he made the
mitzvah. No, he didn't cut it. No, what?
That's not so poshut.
Some person starts eating, the boss of whatever will be brought in is, unless he only had one bulkrum, he sent them out to a shochan to bring another bulkrum. So then you're right, then Lachayr did have to make, if he wants to eat the second bulkrum, he'd have to make a numaitzi. Yikadish alapas. That's a lame, sheyeme biches asheke di shanu. Vela yeme ata ve yechulu, rak beseich asude. Vaache kach yechol. And then he made a meitzi. They brought another bukula, and now he says asheke di shanu, be mitzvaisod. And then, vaache kach yechol. And then he'll eat from the bukala and finished. And then so it comes out that he said he's eating after Kiddush. V'mnishkar la'achar she'ochol k'tas. What happens if he ate something already? He ate kapas. So he's mechuyav in Kiddush. He ate before Kiddush. And now he realized he has to make Kiddush. So now the din is, Bein k'she'ein lo yayin, v'oy me'biches asher kitshonu ala pas. And they'll say, Biches Hashem Kitshonu ala pas. O bein kshayesh lo yayin, o mekadish ala yayin, kshachoyder lechel es hapas, einoy tzorich leborich shenis hamaitri. Now, let us just understand what we just said. Let's so he talks about two cases. Let's talk about the first case. We made hamaitri, and he ate from the pas, right? Okay, he ate before Kiddush. Now he realizes he has to make Kiddush. Fine. So he's going to, so now he takes wine, he makes Kiddush. Now, does he have to make a new mighty on the pas that he ate before? So now, if we will realize, this is the exact case that we learned in Sif Dalet. And seeing now that they made him wait, see, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he was eating, then he had to make kiddush. And then, since he's not allowed to eat, and he said kiddush, there's 2 days and he has to make a maitzi. There's 2 days. This is the exact same case. It's night, he made a maitzi. Then he realized he's not allowed to eat. It's before kiddush. So there's an issa to eat. And in order for him to be capable of eating, he has to make kiddush, which is a hamsik. And now here the Mishnah Berurah says, but you don't have to make a new maitzi. So how does, this is l'chayre not like Siv Dalet. So the Shagat Siyan said, well listen, in Siv Dalet we hear a machlokes, if you make a maitzi. There were 2 days if you make a maitzi. And there we paskin something, brachas l'hoku, you don't make a maitzi. And that's what he said, hey, you don't make a maitzi. Because in Siv Dalet we also paskin l'aloche, that there's a something, if you make a maitzi, you don't make a maitzi. So we said something, brachas l'hoku. So that is pshat over here also. Because l'alocha we paskin, that it's a suffix. If you have to make a mitzvah, you don't have to make a mitzvah. It's a suffix, brachas slach. This, akaponim, we had a murdikate. A person made a mitzvah before kiddush. So we had an eitzah, we could solve a lot of problems by making kiddush now, and we won't be over any yisurim, and then they made kiddush, and he's eating after kiddush, and shalom Yisrael. That was an eitzah by kiddush. But let's have the same scenario by Havdalah. That means he saw something, Malava Malkin, he made a mighty loss, and then someone taps him on his shoulder. He didn't make Havdalah yet. So what happens now? So here, the age of what we told this previous person, we can't tell him, because you can't make Havdalah alapas. So now, what do you do? Now, so let's think of this. So there's two alternatives. If one alternative is we'll come to eat, you made a mitzvah, so you have to eat. You're eating before Havdalah, so you eat before Havdalah, but we should make sure it shouldn't be a bracha l'matala. Right, one second. Or we'll tell them, make Havdalah. Make Havdalah, so then it'll come out, it'll be a bracha l'matalah. So let's see what we say. You're not allowed to eat, though, without, you're not allowed to eat without Havdalah. Oh, we'll see, Avu b'Havdalah. We'll see in a minute. Yoichal Tchile. So we'll see what this would mean. Yoichal Tchile. V'arei ein mavdilin alapas. This eitzah that we said before, to make kiddush alapas, we can't do this by Havdalah, so he has to eat first. Now, let us see what does this mean, yoichal tchile. Peirish, so the Mishnah Berurah says, pusas ha-maitzi. He made a maitzi, so he should eat a stickle of the maitzi. Why? In the kiddush ha-tia ha-brocha le-matola. And afterwards, good. So it's ice brachel about dollar. But now he's a mechuyin the Havdalah. And there's a din you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. That means he didn't have ever finished. He ate before Havdalah. He had to eat before Havdalah. There's also be a brachel about dollar. So we tell him, good, so give a bite and eat something. But now there's a chiyim Havdalah on him. Va'achakach toich lahamsik o lahamdil. Now you make Havdalah, finished. So according to this, that what the Gemara says, Avu b'Havdalah, Yoichal Tchile, we have to extol. Don't say Yoichal Tchile. Yoichal Tchile means just give a bite, but it shouldn't be a brachel of a tol, not Yoichal Tchile. Just give a bite, it should be a brachel of a tol, and then make Havdalah. V'ayin ma'ashekosem amogin amrom v'reishtim en reish tadikter. The Lahapoiskin have done it, the Rabbonon, ain't so is Lahapsik, Ella Gaimel, so does say the Achakas Mabdo. The modern Avram stands a Moya the Kishinish. The Aloha is, there are many times, let's say a person is not allowed to, let's say it's a Gias of Man Minso. So he's supposed to have a Minso. He didn't have a Minso. He sat down to eat. Right. So now it was his school the Issa. He was already in the time of a Minso. He didn't have a Minso yet. He went, he started to eat. So if he has time to finish his eating and still have a Minso, you can continue eating. By a mitzvah, the Rabbonon, by mitzvah, the Eraisa, he was supposed to learn Krishna Shal Arvis, and he sat down to eat. He didn't learn Krishna Shal Arvis. We tell him, Rabid, so that you stop now, and you learn Krishna, and then you'll continue your Suda. That's by mitzvah, the Eraisa. But by mitzvah, the Rabbonon, if it's his will, a fellow Beisa, then he started eating, and look, we said, well, I told you not allowed to eat. He started eating, he's eating already, let him finish eating. So there's still time to do the mitzvah. So the Morgan Amram says, I'm going to the Kechidish. So the Morgan Amram says, right here, he wasn't allowed to eat. Right. But he made a moitzi, it's before Abdullah. He has to eat, but he had to eat. Mr. Morgan Avram, but since he's eating already, so let him continue to eat. Let him continue to eat, and then the Morgan Avram will make a dollar. That's what the Morgan Avram says. But which is a Mordechai Kechidish, and later, when the Sharetim brings down that the Nar Sholem is Chaylik on the Morgan Avram. But this thing by his whole base is by something, let's say by Mincha. You're not allowed to eat a Sudan before Mincha. It's allowed to be Toyim. See, he may not allow to drink some water before Mincha, even though it's not Mincha. I'm allowed to have some patience before Mincha. I'm not allowed to eat a Sudan before Mincha. Maybe to eat Mizonis. There's also I'll eat more than a Kibayim Mizonis. There's also also. I'm not allowed to. But patience I'm allowed to eat, drink I'm allowed to drink before Mincha. So there the din is, but you're not allowed to make a Suda. I started the Suda, you're allowed to continue. But by Havdolah, it's not allowed, not allowed to eat before Havdolah. You're not allowed to be toying even. You're not allowed to do anything before Havdolah. So therefore, this Morgan Amram is far from Poshet. Afilu, we hold Havdolah, is Midar Abonam, it's still not so Poshet. That the lady brings down the Shalit seeing that the Nar Sholem is Chulik and Abram, and the Mogul Abram. Between you and me, I think all the Mishnah Berurah is saying, he wants to say Pshat in the Mechaber. But Mechaber says, Yoicha Ma'acha Kach Mavdol. So he says, in the translation of Oichel, I'm telling you, he should only eat a little bit and then make a dollar. And the Morgan Avram says a different translation in Yoichof. Not necessarily he's asking like the Morgan Avram. He just tells you how the Morgan Avram learned.